It's valuable property.
Not even yours, Brady?
She left it me. Loved me like a daughter. Well, I cried her. Mother Bannon.
Everyone called her that.
But I was special. It means a lot to me. Her writing's inside. My tears on every page.
Sentimental value?
Just value.
Like a family heirloom.
Exactly so.
Is it with you?
I'm sitting on the same.
A wise precaution.
My glass is empty.
I'll fill it when we have concluded our affairs. This coin, what would you say its color to be?
Gold.
See how it glitters in the light?
Is there more?
No, exists for itself alone.
I'll take it.
First, the item in question, please. Ah, still warm. Sat on it like a mother hen.
Give me the coin.
My pleasure.
Oh, you've dropped it in the dregs.
Careless of me. Oh, how splendid.
My fingers are all sticky. What do you want with it anyhow? Years ago.
The past is never dead, Bridie. It always taps the present upon the shoulder. Fare thee well.
What about my drink?
Buy it yourself. You're a rich woman now. Goodbye, my dear. It's been a privilege to deal with a woman of such fine metal, genuine quality, like gold.
I forgot to bite it. Oh, no! Oh, my God, this is false coin! You dirty swine, this is false coin!
I have been pondering the nature of evil. Does it exist of itself, or is it produced by a failure to look truth in the face? Is it in fact poison good? Is there such a thing as pure wickedness? Or does one act of avoidance lead unto another to produce an inexorable chain of events which ends in the terrible evil of a bad incisor, the like of which is now plaguing me? I am James McCleary, Inspector of Police, and I can't even drink my own coffee. What have I done to deserve such a reckoning? Jean Brash, a woman steeped in Satan, a body whose keeper no less, has teeth white as tombstones. How has this come about? Where is the justice? Why has God punished me so? Perhaps it's my own fault. I have a sweet tooth. And they say sugar is a great destroyer of the enamel race. But who can fight against his own nature? Ach, my head is burning with all this. There's nothing for it. I will have to recourse to whiskey to numb the pain. Terrible sacrifice. But Wait. What about hot toddy? With four sugars. Aye, that should do it. That should scour the poison from the gums. Enough of pondering. Enough of grand thoughts and disinterested conjecture. I am in the parish of Leith in the city of Edinburgh, and my pain is on the personal side.
Is this the just land?
It is indeed.
And whom do I have the honour of addressing?
Hannah Simple. I keep the keys for Mistress Brash.
I see. Your establishment has been recommended. May we...
You may.
My name is Frederick Marshall. My colleague, Mr. Bellamy here.
He's a big colleague.
You can call me Josh.
He needs mothering.
I know the very woman. Come away, Josh. Wet your feet first. It's muddy out there.
Right enough.
Up the stairs now. Your mammy's waiting.
That'll be nice.
Mistress Brash! Custom!
Thank you, Hannah.
So you are Jean Brash. I've heard much about you. Queen of the night.
I work all hours.
I remarked the goldfish pond in your garden. I'm fond of goldfish.
That's nice.
And a piano. How splendid. Cultural. I so adore the music hall.
We aim to please.
What is your favourite rendition?
Going home with the milk in the morning.
I prefer Sam Hall. A smidgen more bite.
That's Mr. Bellamy settled in, mistress. Happy as a sun boy.
Thank you, Hannah. And what is your predilection, sir?
A bottle of champagne and a quiet corner. I am beyond the sins of the flesh.
That's rare.
I am a rare person. Do you not know me?
Never seen you in my life.
How unfortunate. I could have sworn.
If you'll follow to the reception room, we'll attend your needs.
How splendid. My name it is Sam Hall, it is Sam Hall. My name it is Sam Hall, it is Sam Hall.
This is a delicate matter, MacLeavy. God knows why I should entrust it to your care.
Oh, he can be surprisingly delicate, sir.
It must have escaped my notice.
Could you arrive at the point, Lieutenant?
Very well. This must go no further than you and Constable Mulholland.
Our lips already sealed, sir.
My godson, Andrew Sheridan, is due to be married in 6 weeks, but something has gone badly wrong.
The bride's skedaddled?
Quite the opposite. The boy has walked out of the house and disappeared. His mother is a widow and in a terrible state.
If it's all that personal and delicate, why not deal with it yourself, Lieutenant Roach?
Someone saw him in a low tavern down by the Leith docks. That's your territory, MacLeavy.
Why did he walk out?
Stage fright, perhaps. Marriage does odd things to people.
As I know to my cost.
I'll talk to the mother.
You will not. Mrs. Sheridan is a fragile creature. One look at you and she'd shatter like a china vase. Here is a likeness of the boy. Just find him.
Shock of fair hair. That should pick him out.
Once found, then what?
Get him back here. I will attempt to hammer some sense into his head. His mother has spoiled him. He needs a father's heavy hand.
I'm sure you can supply that, sir.
Yes, but remember, delicacy is of the essence, MacLeavy. Of the essence.
How you drink that stuff is beyond me, Mr. Bellamy.
But I'll kill me deadly. That's the ticket.
Last night has left you in fine trim.
A big woman, side to side. Very spacious.
How splendid. Here, another epistle. I give each one a different slant, the artist in me. To one Gilbert Boyd, a successful jeweller in this fair city. I have mentioned therein the Red Ledger, certain signatures, Mother Bannon. Sure you will remember the name. Past events have come to light, a measure of compensation to be discussed. First you must see the proof this evening, midnight. Then, once established, redress for loss of goods and chattels. So, Mr. Bellamy, if you will print your name at the bottom, eh?
Oh, I can manage that.
This hotel champagne is nothing to the fine quality of the body, Hoose. But it will have to suffice. One must accept one's lot. Where did you hear of this book, anyhow? A cellmate in Newgate Prison.
Newgate? That's where you met me.
And I bless the day, Mr. Bellamy.
There. Done and dusted.
Oh, thank you so much. This envelope will be hand-delivered at once. And then, here's to the past, Mr. Bellamy. Without which there would be no future. The dark and devious past.
That's a big whiskey.
Medicinal.
The 10 taverns, one after another, and not a sight of him. Is it your tooth again?
It is.
My Aunt Katie has a cure.
I don't want to know.
Suit yourself.
Wait now. The mirror. It's reflected. In the corner back there.
I am searching for a certain woman.
Like the rest of us, eh?
I will pay good money to find her.
How much money?
You two, out of here.
Oh, come on, MacLeavy.
You heard the inspector. Out.
It's a free country.
Do you see this fist?
Aye.
You see your face?
Aye.
Get out.
It's lucky for you, I have to visit my poor old granny.
Well, well. Inspector McCleaver. I've heard of you somewhere. Honoured, I'm sure.
It's time you were back where you belong, Mr. Sheridan.
I am where I belong.
Your mother is worried, sir.
My mother? The very reason for my presence.
You will come with us?
I think not. As the man says, it's a free country.
That's the rumour. Now come along.
Lay a hand on me and I will shout you false arrest. I know my rights.
Your rights, sir. Doctor, hear you.
He's correct, sir. If he doesn't want to come, there's nothing we can do.
Tell my mother I continue to look after her interests. I bid you goodbye, gentlemen.
The snoochy weet.
Now, sir, best not to act in anger, especially after drink taking.
One whiskey.
One can be enough. Let us reflect this night and act tomorrow.
You may be right, Mulholland. There to this and meets the eye. I shall reflect.
Barman, a pint of Ramstam. I've grown quite fond of the stuff.
Gay strong, sir.
More the merrier. Good night, Inspector.
Ye shouldn't cheat McCleavy. He puts the fear of God into me.
And who might you be?
Bridie Noonan at your service, sir. I hear you seek knowledge of a certain person. I know where you may find such knowledge.
Now, Mr. Bellamy, knock the door. Show Boyd where he is signed in the ledger. Name the sum you will collect in 3 days and each month thereafter, and say nothing more.
That suits. I'm not fond of words. You could do it, Mr. Marshall.
No, Mr. Bellamy. I shall watch your back like a guardian angel. Off you go now.
Right enough.
My name is Simon, it is Simon. My name is Simon, it is Simon. My name is Sam Hall, and I hate you one and all. Yes, sir, hate you one and all.
Ah! Oh, what's going on? Name yourself, I'll cut your throat.
It's all right, Hannah. All right, a dream, a bad dream.
Wait, now. I'll light the lamp. There. There now, that's better.
Yes. Better. Oh, a nightmare. Not for years have I had one.
What about mistress?
That razor, can you stop waving it at me?
Oh, sorry. Boon companion.
I dreamt Marshall. That man Marshall, he was leaning over me. I could not move like a helpless child. Yet why should the man disturb me? He's perfectly polite.
Manners count for bugger all.
Oh, the dream. It was as if nothing I knew was real. As if everything was shifting.
You've never been the same since you bit in that puddle for a fish.
I have a presentiment. A creeping evil abroad in my city. Perhaps that's why my tooth pains me. Not a punishment from God, but a warning. An omen. Corruption is walking the streets, but I know not where. Nothing is what it seems. On the face of it, Andrew Sheridan is just a spoilt brat, but I sense behind his bravado a disturbed soul. It is past midnight, a time when the dead rise from the grave and demand payment from the living. I have enough phantoms on my trail, so I'd best busy myself chasing the specters of others.
The lieutenant will not be pleased.
You said reflect and act. That's what I have done.
But not an action which leads us to...
Mrs. Sheridan, how kind of you to receive us, ma'am.
Where is my son?
Safe enough. We found him in a low tavern, but he was a mite unwilling to return to the bosom of his family.
How so?
A flat refusal, ma'am.
Could you not force him?
That is against the law.
He is willful.
I'll agree, but I could not rid myself of the sense that he was concealing something.
What might it be?
We wondered if you might be able to assist us there. He asserted that what he was doing was on your behalf.
I have nothing to hide.
Take him for granted, ma'am.
But I wondered if there's a wee secret, a small thing untold, which might assist.
There is nothing untold. No secrets.
There's something upsetting you.
I have a wedding to arrange, and my son is gallivanting around low taverns.
A terrible state of affairs. An innocent abroad. Lamb amongst tigers.
But if you cannot help us, then he must fend for himself. Good day, ma'am.
Wait. Andrew.
How did he seem?
Like a wee boy trying to be a man.
He will come back. Everything will be as it was before. I will leave you now. The maid will show you to the door.
I'm sure she will. That's her job.
Good day, gentlemen.
Well, what do you think, Constable?
I think she's hiding something.
I think you're right.
And something else, I think.
What's that?
You can tell Lieutenant Roach about our little visit, because I'm damned if I will.
I should have known, MacLeavy, you have all the delicacy of an Aberdeen Angus.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't need your niceties of judgment.
It is all of no matter.
What?
None of it matters. For once I am ahead of you and wish it were otherwise. A brawl in the street last night. One man with his nose broken, two black eyes, the other crushed in the groin, both in the hospital. The two men claim vicious and unprovoked attack. The assailant is now in the cells.
Andrew Sheridan?
No less.
He has some sand, then.
Unprovoked. Little courage there.
I have a notion I might know these two men.
He refuses to talk to me, Andrew, my own godson. I taxed him and he refused. My authority, I laid it upon him and he treated me with contempt. Contempt!
Can I have a go at him?
You know where the cells are.
Your servant, I, Lieutenant.
Sir, are you going to...
I am indeed.
But shouldn't I...
Andrew takes pride in rejecting the accepted mores of society and myself in particular. He will not play by the rules. Very well. Let us see how he fares against the master of the craft.
What kind of man was your father?
What?
Your father... What was he like, Andrew?
Hard. He worked hard. And then he died.
How?
A stroke. Out of the blue.
Do you resemble him?
No.
Yet you would wish to take his place.
How so?
To protect your mother. You would be the man of the house. What is she hiding?
Nothing.
Look, Mamani, if you want to spend your next few years in jail, that's fine by me. You can wave at your bride through the bars.
These men attacked me.
That's not their tale, and they are the injured parties.
It's not my fault.
One man lost his eye.
Surely not.
Grievous harm. 5 years, I would say.
It's not my fault.
How can I know that if you hide the truth? Come on, Andrew. Man to man. Let's have the story. The whole story.
I came back home. Some days ago, late, midnight, I saw a man emerge from our front door. He was a giant of a fellow. I tried to question him. He shoved me to the ground. I went inside to find my mother in tears. She would not speak to me. I found a letter, all crumpled up, upon the floor. Dear Mistress Sheridan, I write to you concerning the affairs of Mother Bannon, a poor old woman who lived down by the Leith Docks. I'm sure you remember the name. I have her ledger with your own and late husband's signature therein, proof positive that compensation must be extended to those poor and grieving souls whose interests I represent. I believe your son Andrew is about to be married soon. What a splendid prospect. I shall arrive this night with the ledger, and after you have verified its authenticity, we must come to terms. Yours, Josh Bellamy.
Andrew, leave that be.
What is all this?
I will deal with it.
Compensation? What compensation?
It is nothing.
I cannot believe that.
For your father's sake, you must take this no further. I will deal with it.
He calls me by name.
That's enough.
I demand to know.
You will be silent.
She treats me like a child. I'm not a child. She has a vile temper.
From the sound of it, you're not so bad yourself.
True. But it was as if something had torn apart, driving us both mad. She went beyond herself, a hysterical fit. I walked out, took lodgings down by the docks and began a quest of sorts.
A wee bit of detective work, eh?
I tried. No one knew of Bellamy, the giant. But with Mother Bannon, I had more luck.
How so?
This woman approached me.
Her name?
Bridie Noonan.
I have her acquaintance, asleep at wee soul, low to the ground.
She promised information. I followed her through the streets, and then these men...
The pair you'd spoken with in the tavern.
How did you know?
They'd be in league with Bridie, the set-up.
They tried to rob me.
And you hammered them?
That anger, like a madness, again. And I play rugby, you know?
I know it. A dirty business.
I'm sorry about the fellow's eye.
Ah, it might yet recover. Well, well, quite a story.
Can you help me?
That's possible. But this is a delicate matter, Andrew. Can you trust me?
I can.
Mother Bannon, I have but a shadowy recollection. A constable at the time.
That wasn't yesterday.
Mulholland, if you've nothing better than such to add, then add nothing.
Sorry, I'm sure.
Carry on, McCleavy.
Thank you, sir. Gin and the knitting needle.
Beg pardon?
Backstreet abortion, that was the rumour. Huh? Infanticide also, but nothing could be laid at her door. A slippery old crater.
Dead and gone, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Hmm. But Bridie Noonan is alive. And when a young girl, she never left Bannon's side.
She'll be deep undercover by now.
I'll guddle her out.
Do so. Despite myself, I'm fond of Jenny Sheridan and the boy. I have a bad feeling about Miss James.
Likewise.
I'm reminded of a time on the course when I stood over a 3-foot putt to win the match. I had the same bad feeling.
Did you miss the stroke, then?
A seagull overhead chose that moment to evacuate itself. The dropping landed on the ball just as I hit. My aim was true, but it never reached the hole. Impaired by excreta.
Rubber the green, sir. The beautiful Jean Brash. I'm so delighted you could accept my humble invitation to supper.
I was curious.
How so?
I dreamt you.
Pleasant, I hope.
Horrible.
Oh, dear. How was the stuffed pigeon?
A wee bit leathery, but tasty enough. What about your lobster?
Redolent of the Leith docks. A word of caution, my dear.
Yes?
The goldfish pool. You must beware herons.
Fat fish.
Rich pickings.
That's the second time a man's warned me.
Who's the other?
Jamie McCleavy, the thief taker.
I am in exalted company.
You wouldn't want his company. What are you doing here, Mr. Marshall?
Call me Frederick.
Do you seek rich pickings?
I am a mere vivandier. I buy and sell.
What?
Whatever comes to hand.
I detect some Edinburgh in your speech. Far back.
I go very far back.
Your friend, Mr. Bellamy, where does he come into it all?
We are merely travelling companions. He has his own affairs. I do not know where he is or what he does half the time.
What about the other half?
That's a very good question.
What do you want from me?
I want to look at you and drink in your beauty. I say this sincerely.
Sincerely?
From the bottom of my shallow, untrustworthy heart. That is the truth. I want no more.
Now, Mrs. Sheridan, let us dispense with mendacity just for a change.
What are you implying?
We have spent a day of labour searching out a certain woman. Hard labour, but find her we did.
Bridie Noonan.
We had to threaten her, of course.
Accomplice to robbery.
But we'd go easy on her, so she spat out her confession, didn't miss a trick.
I do not know the person.
How about Mother Bannon? Does that name ring a bell?
I'm not sure.
A treacherous old devil. She maintained a ledger which detailed all her... transactions.
What has this to do with me?
Because the transactions, I'm afraid, Mrs. Sheridan, were to do with babies.
Unwanted by their own mothers. Sold to the highest bidder.
Respectable families who could not have children of their own.
But old Mother Bannon was crafty. She insisted that these decent, upright citizens sign their names. A receipt of sort. And I am willing to bet that you are down in that ledger, signed, sealed and delivered.
I have done nothing wrong.
Bridie sold the book on. To a man, she said, paid her in bad coin.
Appropriate. one falsehood on another. And you saw that book not 3 nights ago.
How do you know all this?
Your son told me.
It was not my fault. We could not conceive it. It was him, my husband. I'm healthy. I was examined. The doctor told me it was him. I wanted a baby of my own to hold.
And you got one. At a price.
It has all come back to haunt me.
Which brings us to the subject of blackmail.
Your son about to be married? If such a thing became public knowledge...
It's not possible. This horrid person. He demanded compensation for the natural mothers, he said.
They're long gone. There's no compensation. It's just blackmail.
When is he coming back, ma'am?
This very night. And then each month.
Till he bleeds you dry.
You must help us catch this man. And you must tell your son the truth.
No, no, he will despise me.
If there is a true bond, it will survive.
Cannot do it.
And there she stuck. It would make no difference once the facts of the case emerged. Andrew Sheridan would find out one way or the other. But she seemed to cling to a wild hope that somehow her skirts would stay clean if she denied reality to its face. It is ever thus with the respectable classes when they are faced with the messy aftermath of their own actions, bury their head like an ostrich, stick their backsides at the sky, and trust that when they come up for air, all will be bright and beautiful, and the neighbours will never know. I did not wish to disenchant her from this fantasy, for I needed the help which she gave readily enough to rid herself of that horrid man, as she put it, not realizing the very act would lead to an unavoidable disclosure. We marked the banknote she was to hand over. Then Mulholland and I hunkered down in the dark opposite the house to wait for the arrival of the giant. So far, so good. Except for the one wee drawback.
Damnation!
What is it?
My tooth rot. It has retaliated.
See the dentist?
I'm not going under the handrail.
Too bad, then.
You said your Aunt Katie had a cure.
A big pair of pliers to get stones from the animal's hoof. She swears by them.
That's a lot of help.
Wait. Here he comes.
Look at the size of him. What a monster.
You think we can bring him down?
I hope so.
That's him in. When he comes out again, what do we do to bring him down?
I'm pondering.
Pondering?
Oh, this thing will be the death of me.
Thought I saw you from the window.
You did indeed.
How was your dinner?
Had its moments. I'm thinking of a net over this pool. Frederick's idea.
Frederick?
Mr. Marshall.
Mr. Marshall.
That's right.
It would stop the fish right enough.
From what?
Breaking out. I have a problem for you, mistress.
What is it?
Simone, the French girl. She's 12 months with child.
What?
On the road.
Did she not take precautions?
I didn't hold firm.
Obviously. What does she want to do?
She's a good Catholic.
Good?
I think I know the father, a regular, the minister's son.
Not much hope there, then.
She wants to go back home, to her village.
Well, we better send her. Maybe she'll find a decent man there.
A decent man? What the hell is that?
When he gets under the light of the lamppost, we make our move. You go first.
Me?
You've got your stick. Think of David and Goliath.
David had God on his side.
And you have me. Stop there, my manny. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. You will accompany us back to the station under suspicion of blackmail. Hold forth your hands.
There they are, ready and waiting.
Cuff the fellow, Constable.
Come quietly. Make it easy on yourself now.
I'll do just that.
Mulholland!
You clear out, or I'll break his neck.
Wait! Inspector!
I'll bring up reinforcements, Mulholland. Reinforcements! Hold the fort!
Wait! Gone. Not much of a comrade, eh? I'll break your neck anyhow. I don't like policemen.
It'd be murder. A man on duty.
My guardian angel will see me right. Too bad. I'll miss the pretty horse at the Just Land. Say good night. Pray to Jesus.
Are you all right, Mulholland?
Better, by the moment.
I told you I had to wear your tunic collar up. It helps in matters of strangulation.
I'll memorize such.
He's dead. Right between the eyes. A miracle.
Thank God for that.
It's just as well I brought the old revolver, eh? Oiled it only yesterday. A presentiment, maybe.
I'll take anything that comes. And I have to be honest, sir. That pistol is ancient history. I wonder you hit anything, never mind a dead shot.
I just closed my eyes and squeezed the trigger.
What?
The thing has a mind of its own. Out of evil cometh good.
You mean good that I'm alive?
No, the incisor. All that stramas jolted it straight out of my head. Now, where is it?
Oh, there you are.
No wee beauty. Ah, I'll keep it for the tooth fairy. Now you search the corpse.
Eh?
I killed him. Your turn.
I cannot argue. And I thank you for the death.
You've been a bit snippy with me these days, Mulholland.
Pure envy.
Envy?
You give the orders. I have to take them. Nothing ever changes. Now, would this be what you're looking for, sir?
The Red Ledger. God preserve us from such evil.
The Sheridan names are inside.
And others I recognise. Gilbert Boyd, for one. How's your whiskey, James?
Delicate.
I like the malt. Are you not too close to the flames, Constable?
This is fine. Deathly cold a while back.
I appreciate you both bringing this to me.
You weren't at the station, and I knew this was of personal importance.
Mm-hmm. And we thought Mrs. Roach would be at one of her committee meetings, or whatever.
The opera Marriage of Figaro.
Is that not a comedy?
Italian skullduggery. If the contents of this book come out, many lives will be destroyed.
How did they manage the birth certificates, I wonder?
Fake pregnancies and good connections.
That's quite enough, James.
A man died for that book. I shot him.
A criminal only.
I nearly died as well.
Does anyone else know?
Not yet.
And one more twist to the tale. Bridie Noonan described the man who bought the ledger from her. It does not match Bellamy.
And while the big fellow was choking me to death, he dropped word of a guardian angel.
An accomplice will be long gone, and in any case, he may have been a mere go-between. Bellamy was the man in charge. His name on the letters.
She didn't speak like a man of letters.
Kenny Sheridan's heart would be broken, my godson, like a cripple. I have made up my mind. This book must be destroyed.
It is not justice.
The man was a common criminal.
He died nevertheless for the sins of others.
He died for his own sins.
I am not an executioner.
You saved a comrade, that is all.
I'd be dead if you didn't, Inspector.
My mind is clear. And this is my order.
You give them. I take them. On your own head be it.
I shall live with that.
I have never seen you break the rules before, Lieutenant.
And you may never so again. You need not be party to the act. Leave if you wish.
Oh, my whisky's still to hand. And as I say, never seen you break the rules.
Mulholland?
I'm cozy enough by the fire.
Then we'll stoke it up a wee touch.
Remember, as well as us, God is watching you. He sees all things. That is your belief, is it not?
I am sure he will understand.
You can ask him on the Sabbath.
So be it. The fire can judge.
Best coffee in Edinburgh, Jean Brash.
You've lost a tooth.
Aye, but worth it for the taste. Second cup's ice superior. Where's the sugar?
In the bowl.
Ah, yes.
I hear there was some shooting in the streets last night.
Fireworks. Sound and fury.
Uh-huh. Hannah, don't overfeed the fish.
Well, what am I supposed to do? The buggers keep coming up for air.
One sprinkle at a time.
Right enough. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
It's times like these it must feel worthwhile to be a body housekeeper. The sun shines, your girl's hanging out the clean sheets. Sheets they spend money a weary hour upon. The French girl, Simone.
What?
She's putting on weight.
Too many cream buns.
That's named an over. Mind if I join you?
Not at all, Hannah.
On the scrounge as usual, eh, McLeavy?
The name, Josh Bellamy. Does it mean anything to you?
Should it?
A customer of yours, maybe. Giant of a man.
They come in all shapes and sizes.
Why do you want to know?
Criminal activities.
I may remember someone of that ilk.
I don't.
Did he have a companion?
Companion?
Tall man. Well spoken.
Nothing comes to mind.
Ah, well. Thank you for the brew. I have promised to treat Mulholland to a spot of supper. Soup only. He has a sore neck. She must be standing right by the oven.
What?
Simone. When the buns come out. Goodbye, ladies.
It's Marshall he's talking about. Be quiet.
What kind of criminal activities?
Blackmail. A dirty business. Scum of the earth. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Inspector.
Blackmail.
We have only McLeavy's word. And he has more twists in him than the devil's tail.
The trail ran cold. No trace of the guardian angel, and Bellamy was buried in an unmarked grave. Didn't even make the cold slab at the station. I had killed a man for nothing, unless you count saving Mulholland's life worth the effort. The injured men from the attempted robbery of Andrew Sheridan dropped their charges, but in return they and Bridey Noonan were let go. Thus one act of evasion leads to another in dereliction of duty. Lieutenant Roach made his peace with God on Sunday. Young Sheridan was free to marry his bonny bride, and Mrs. Sheridan wrote a letter to the lieutenant commending me for my assistance in such a delicate situation. I believe she even signed it. All is sweetness and light. Shame is kept at bay. The red ledger went up in flames, and the neighbours will never know. Sweetness and light. Isn't that nice?
My name, it is Sam Hall, and I hate you one and all. And I hate you one and all. Damn your eyes. Jean Brash, a delight to see you once more.
Hannah told me you were here.
I doubt that she admires me much.
I wonder why.
However, she ushered me to this private room, champagne in hand, and here you are.
Where have you been these past days?
I had business to attend.
No such thing. You were lying low.
Why would I do that?
Your colleague, Mr. Bellamy? McLeavy was asking after him.
Mr. Bellamy has disappeared.
He is wanted for criminal activities, with a companion. A tall man, well-spoken.
That might apply to me.
What I thought.
Did you inform the inspector?
I did not.
Good girl.
I'm not your girl. What kind of creature are you? Blackmail? The very lowest. You leave a trail of slime behind you like a slug.
Blackmail?
You heard me.
I knew nothing about it, Jean. I give you my word. I sail close to the wind, but none of that. It would be Bellamy's affair.
He does not have the brains.
You must believe me.
Why should I?
Because... you must.
Give me one good reason.
You mean more than my life.
Do you think I'm Clayket? Get out of here before I throw you to McLeavy.
Your mother, Annie Brash. She had red hair, just like you, a pretty wee lady of the night. Do you remember?
Until I was 9 years and she died. Then I have other memories.
I'm sorry for that. A long time ago, I was a young man, my father, a merchant of this city. Annie and I, we became... I was her regular. She saw no other.
Your mistress, then? Cozy.
We loved each other. But I was a wild spark, wanted to roam the world. I left her.
That was nice.
I was young, I knew no better. I have lived abroad since then. When I returned not long ago, an old acquaintance told me that Annie had given birth to a child.
That much is true.
The child had become a successful woman.
A body housekeeper, like mother, like daughter.
Annie was a good soul. I loved her, but I betrayed her also. When I was about to leave, she told me she was with child. I thought it was a ruse to keep me at hand.
What a prize specimen you are.
Oh, I was young, a fool. I came here to look, to sit with you, to wonder if you were my child. Now I'm sure of it.
She never spoke of my father. A dead man.
No, he is alive.
Why should I believe a word of you?
Just below her left breast, your mother had a mark. A mole of sorts. She used to call it a blemish.
On perfection.
On perfection.
This is just terrible.
Fate is a queer thing, Jean Brash, and you and I are in the grip of it.
Hannah!
What is it, mistress? May I show me?
Brandy! And bring a bottle!
When I probe with my tongue, it's as if the incisor was still present, and the pain as well. A strange business. You know something is gone, but it still exists. Perhaps it is so with evil. You may destroy it, yet the shadow still remains. Or perhaps it is like the guilt I feel for Bellamy's death. I may bury it deep, but it lies there still. Well, what's done is done. At least I'm back on my coffee. And the tooth fairies left me a cellar coin. What's done is done. The devil can look after himself. I shall do the same, and I'll meet him any night of his choosing. He with his pitchfork, and I with the old revolver.
In McCleavey, Sins of the Fathers by David Ashton, you heard Brian Cox, Siobhan Redmonds, Michael Percival Maxwell, David Ashton, Ron Donaghy, Eliza Langland, Tom Fleming, and Jim Webster Stewart, and the producer was Patrick Rayner.